This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to Best Pets for Pets. I'm your host, Michelle Ferg. Today, it's all about the munchies. Munchies for your dog. This product is amazing, and the story behind the brand is just fascinating. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Margot Crump of Crumps. Welcome, Margot.
Well, thank you, Michelle. Glad to be here.
So, I love your last name, Crump, and it sounds like some yummy food. I don't know. I have my notes. I wrote it down, and I thought, that's your last name? That's a perfect last name for food, and especially for a dog treat, right? It just lends into that.
Yes, it certainly does. Yeah, we were lucky with that. It made for an easy name to come up with.
Right. Yeah. Like mine, Fern, you couldn't do much, you know, unless I was making food for, I don't know, lizards or something. I don't know. So Crumps has a really interesting story behind it. So can you share with us the story behind Crumps?
Yeah, sure thing. Sure. Yeah. So Crumps Naturals brand came about in 2006, and it truly is an entrepreneurial journey. My husband and business partner, Joe Crump, we are the ones that began the brand. And there were several things that happened in 2005 that led to the development of our brand and our company. One was a move back to Canada after living in the US for 5 years. We had four very young children to support, and I was a former teacher, couldn't find work. And I also wanted the opportunity to do something from home. Both of us were at a crossroads in our careers, and a small business opportunity came our way. There was a tiny pet treat company. He made baked beef liver and catnip. And we got very creative because we had absolutely no money. We got creative and were able to do some trading of goods and pay this gentleman through our first year in sales to purchase his little business, which really, we had a handful of customers, our pet specialty customers, and some vet offices in Canada, and we got an oven and a fridge and a meat slicer. Fortunately, we were living on a farm at the time. This isn't something you can just start in a subdivision by any means. Our main treat at the time was baked beef liver, and boy, did it ever smell terrible. So anyway, so we started with that in our garage in 2006. Before we really jumped in, though, we did some early validation, and that came about through a lot of consumer shows that first year. I would say this really was a grassroots beginnings because we just brought our three products, baked beef liver with garlic and liver sprinkles, to consumer shows where we just talked to people. And it didn't take long for us to realize that dogs loved the stuff. You know, people would walk by our table and say, oh, he doesn't eat anything. He's so fussy. He doesn't like treats. And inevitably, they always came back and said, I don't know what it is, but he loves these treats. And I think consumers really liked the fact that we had clear packaging, and that's just because we couldn't afford packaging at the time, and I just put a label on a clear bag, to be truthful. They loved that we were one ingredient with no additives, colors, preservatives. We also recognized that year that there was a bit of a white space, at least in the Canadian pet market, in that very few companies were making products like ours. There were some freeze-dried products out there and lots of more highly processed products, you know, like biscuits and things. And so we recognize that a dehydrated single ingredient might have some legs. And then I would say the other big factor was in 2007 and 8, there were melamine pet food recalls happening from products coming in China. And so there was a growing mistrust among consumers, and people were really looking for locally made. You know, they loved the fact that the ingredients came from Canada or the US. That really resonated. And we kind of knew from there that, hey, we might have something here. So we actually incorporated the company in 2006, establishing the Crumps Naturals brand specifically for the pet specialty channel. And we ran our business in our garage for 4 years. And I'm telling you, Michelle, it was quite a grind. My husband did sales during the day. He drove a transport truck at night to pay the bills. And I recruited some friends, and we did everything from source the liver at the abattoir to, slicing it and cooking it and scrubbing pans and packaging. Our family room was our warehouse. The kids would help bring in the 10 by 10 boxes and stack them against the family room wall. It was cooking beef liver day and night. And one quick funny story, Joe would come home often at 1 a.m. And there were several times where I would just lean out the window upstairs and say, "Joe, you got to change the liver. The next cycle's got to start." So, you know, he and I were all in, and we were for many years following that. That's kind of in a nutshell how we got started. You know, we've come a long way now. We have two facilities, one in Toronto, Canada, and the other one in Nashville, North Carolina. And today we continue to manufacture all of our own products, specializing in dog treats mainly.
That's an amazing story. Just amazing. And I love when I hear stories and have founders on Best Bets for Pets where we got this idea and we just started in our house or garage or apartment and just grew. And then, boom, you have two large warehouses. I mean, it's under 20 years, which is kind of amazing because it takes a lot.
It sure does. Yes. Yes.
So much more than people ever realize.
Yeah, and I didn't mention, Michelle, too, that Joe and I were, you know, we always had pets growing up, and we both just loved dogs. And that made it very easy for us to say, hey, this business, you know, this is something we can really, really dive into and make it. Well, we never thought at that time that we'd be where we are today, but we were pretty excited about and passionate about the industry in general.
Do you still have the same products that you started with, or a variation of them?
Yes. Yes, we do. Yeah. I mean, so when we first started, you know, as a former teacher, and Joe was involved in a number of different, definitely an entrepreneur, and neither of us had any experience. So the core products that we began with were all single ingredient products. The baked beef liver I mentioned. And then in 2009, just from talking to consumers and recognizing, you know, people had some issues with maybe allergies to certain proteins, we saw that maybe there's a need for a product like a sweet potato chew. And that really put us on the map. And today continues to be one of our top products. We patented the process. We like to think it's the richest, chewiest sweet potato treat on the market. But yeah, we have a whole core lineup of products that are either one ingredient or very few ingredients that are part of the original collection.
That's great to hear. And these days, it goes off and on being hot, but it's never gotten cold in the pet world about transparency and limited ingredients and, you know, products being wholesome. So that's always, you know, the best for your pets. What would you say from, because, you know, you're tackling the pet industry. It's a huge industry. It's a growing industry, but it's huge. And there's so much competition. What would you say if someone who'd never heard of Crumps before, what would you say to them that this is what makes Crumps different than anything else you've ever had or you've ever given your dog?
Yeah. And, you know, I would say when we first started, I like to look back and say we were a scrappy, disruptive brand because we came to the market with products that people hadn't really seen before, right? So like the baked beef liver was something they hadn't seen before. I think it has to do with the way that we make them. The fact that we do all of our own manufacturing, so we have great controls over our food safety and our quality, but also we can be agile and come up with really, really neat, innovative types of products. But I would say, you know, when we started, it was different. But today, premium products with no additives, colors, preservatives are kind of the cost of entry into our premium category. So while these remain important principles for pet parents, we've been joined by other brands. And so we've really done a lot in the last couple of years, and we've relaunched our Crumbs Naturals brand and began exploring a new evolution of premium pet treats, which I think is going to help us further differentiate ourselves amongst the competition. And, you know, we evolve to meet changing needs of pet parents and pets and just want to continue challenging conventional treats while remaining true to our fundamental values from way back in the garage days. I would say just a couple other things. Today, we're the largest independent pet treat manufacturer in Canada, and we're able to offer such a wide variety of treats, you know, from freeze-dried to the gently dehydrated. And what makes those special is that you preserve the nutritional integrity of the product. So like I mentioned earlier, they're not highly processed. It's very low temperature, low, slow, air dry, which makes them really appealing to the health conscious consumer. And then just to add to that, in terms of what's going to be appealing and how do we stay ahead of the competition, we plan to push beyond classical functional benefits to a deeper meaning of what it is to be healthy and nourish the whole dog. And this is a whole new brand strategy where we believe pets are sentient beings with physical, mental, and emotional needs. And we want to continue to create products that allow consumers to elevate their pets' lives, treats that feed their potential and fuel their well-being. I can give you a couple of examples, but so for example, we understand gut health and how important that is, right? So many ailments that dogs deal with today, from allergies to inflammation to immune health, even mental health, are tied back to the gut. And so in the last part of 2024, we're launching a whole gut health collection we're really excited about. And we think it's cutting edge stuff. We're going to be introducing really neat ingredients, but it's all about keeping the gut in balance so that the pet can lead a healthier life. So it just empowers pet parents. That's an example, I think, of how we just continually evolve. We really listen to consumers. That's been our strength, is really the great customer service, but listening and asking people, whether it's retailers, our distributors, consumers, and continually to come up with what they want to see for their pets. And one other quick thing is the importance, I think, of following health trends on the human side, because humans and pets are very similar. And there's a lot to learn there, especially as we think about new innovative ideas around health and wellness.
Thank you for all that. Before I tell you where my thoughts were going as you were talking, one thing that I think is amazing is that you're not so small, but you're a private small company to where you can pivot easier than some of these larger companies that, right, they seem to get lost in, let's just say lost without stepping on toes. Mm-hmm. But as you were talking, I thought, I almost had a cartoon running through my head and, you know, boy, we have come a long way from back in the day where we just threw our dog a little dry biscuit and said, don't you like it? And that was it, you know?
Right.
But, you know, back then we also didn't call our fur kids, fur babies or fur kids.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. We weren't pet parents. We were, you know, dog owners, cat owners and all that. So it's changed a lot. It's changed a lot, I think, for the better. And I think, you know, with the more companies like yourself become innovative and, you know, look at gut health and dental care, you know, and all of these make these great products, our pets can live longer.
That's right. Right.
It's sick less, which we love you vets, but we'd like to see less of you. That's for sure.
For sure. And that's why the way we think about it, our treats when we're formulating new recipes, is it's all about protective and preventative health, right? So let's not have those big vet bills and let's help our pets live long, great, long lives, right?
So we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat.
It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your cat tree tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Margot Crump of Crumps. So you were telling us all about Crumps and your what sets your product apart from everything else that's out there. You mentioned sweet potatoes, and on your website, and I was rereading your story, and there's this huge vat of sweet potatoes. And I know dogs love sweet potatoes. What is it that's so amazing about sweet potatoes, though? I know they're healthy for people.
Sure.
And they're healthy for our, you know, our canines, because we have them. They're mentioned a lot, but in, you know, different treats. But you guys really took it on. So what did you find so amazing about sweet potatoes?
Right. Well, as I mentioned earlier, it actually came from consumers who, you know, when we were speaking to them, and we just kept hearing over and over that their dogs have allergies and they just, you know, they're allergic to chicken or they're allergic to beef, whatever it may be. And so we learned pretty quickly that sweet potatoes would be a really nice alternative to a protein-based treat. And we didn't see that too many people at the time were doing vegetable and fruit-based treats at the time. So we thought, well, this could be something pretty novel. We actually established this in our garage. We had a sweet potato peeler that Joe launched to the wall in the garage. And we started kind of experimenting back then. But it has lots of beta carotene. And you mentioned, like, it's one of those superfoods that has so many nutrients. But the main thing is it's hypoallergenic. So that's a big deal for a lot of pet parents. And, you know, we even talked about how with teething puppies, right, it's a great long-lasting chew. Gives them something other than your couch to sink their teeth into. So, yeah, it just resonated with our customers. And we went on to make sweet potato french fries and sweet potato with liver sprinkles. And our dental chews have a lot of sweet potato in them as well. So it's just be kind of one of those products that just really took off for us.
Do you have a favorite?
Yes, I'd say our sweet potato chews is one of my favorite products, and our baked beef liver, just because it was our first product. So I'm a little partial to maybe sentimental reasons, but yeah, I think I love, and I'll just say one more, is our beef tender sticks. That is up there with our sweet potatoes. And that is just, it's dried in a flat stick shape. And it's really good because older dogs can handle it well. If they don't have a lot of teeth, it's a little bit softer. But young dogs, and it's so palatable because it's one ingredient. So I would say that's up there too.
Okay, that's good to know. So I have to tell you, so my tester is Tilly, and that's actually a friend's dog because both my dogs have gone to doggy heaven, and right now I have cats. So I will be asking if you have cat treats coming on Crumps anytime soon. But Tilly, I thought she would have a favorite, and she's a 2-year-old rescue, and she's just full of energy is all I could say. She flies through the air. So I thought she would just take one, gobble it, and go away. She couldn't decide. She opened all the treat samples and put them all in piles. She went nuts. I think she thought she was at the gourmet buffet of her life or something, but she went crazy. I can't tell you which was her favorite because she tried everything and loved them.
Right.
Is that common? Or is Tilly's just like, maybe she should do commercials for you or something?
Yeah. That's true. Maybe a bit of both. Yeah, no, I would say it's common, especially with our one ingredient treats or even just a few ingredients, because they're so palatable. I mean, it's just straight beef liver or beef lung or, you know, whatever, sweet potato. I think that's the difference, right? There aren't a lot of other ingredients in there. So it's a no-brainer. And just funny, so when we did this big show in Canada, it was actually in Toronto for years, called Woofstock. And it was over 150,000 people and their dogs over 2 days. And I'm not kidding you. We had dogs lining up at our table under our tent. And we've had dogs that are table height, you know, the big Great Danes, and they would come and just gobble up the samples in our bowls. We've ended shows with our tablecloths covered in paw prints and slobber. And I mean, they resoundingly, I have to say, are quite enthusiastic about the product. So yes, it's a common response, to answer your question.
Yep. And a good response. You're coming out with more products that are better for gut health. Do you see any cat treats for crumps in the near future?
Yeah, that we do get asked that quite a bit. So yes, I do see them in our future for sure. You know, I think it's just because right now we've always been focused on dog treats. And I think we all know that cats can be a little finicky. We have two cats ourselves, and they're very sensitive to texture and size. And so we have a great R&D team with an animal nutritionist on site, and they are currently working on some prototypes. So yeah, you can expect to see some cat treats in the near future.
That's really good to know. Do you have any great customer stories that you want to share?
Well, I like to tell the story about the shows, you know, just because we had, especially in those early years where people just said, no, he doesn't eat anything. And just how enthusiastic the dogs were when they came by our booth. Of course, we have tons of office dogs that come to work every day. And there's one of our employees who has a whole drawer full of treats. And so it's quite funny because every morning when they first come in, they immediately go over to her desk and wait for their treat for sure. We do have tons of customer testimonials, and we really get heartwarming emails and posts from so many different customers, you know, how it's changed their dog's life, or just how much they, you know, the plaque busters really work and remove the plaque, and all kinds of really nice stories like that. But there are probably too many to tell in this time we have.
That's good to hear. I can imagine. I'm trying to picture your booth and having a Great Dane just come and just, you know, dogs, if they want it, they're going to get it. And if they can reach it, and they'll just grab it. So I could just imagine how funny that must be.
It was, because there were, you know, muddy dog prints all over our table covers and bowls turned over. And, you know, it is quite fun to see them. And that is one of the most rewarding parts of what we do, is just to see the dog's response. So there are a lot of great stories.
So Margot, Crumps is such a great company, and I know a lot of companies are into giving back. Does Crumps do that?
Oh yes, that's been something that's been part of our core values since the very beginning days. We realized pretty soon after launching our sweet potatoes, because we were bringing in so many loads of sweet potatoes from North Carolina, that we should leverage our buying power and do something a little more with, other than making the dog treats. And so back in 2009, we have been donating tens of thousands of pounds of sweet potatoes every year to Feed Ontario. And these sweet potatoes then get distributed to food banks all across Ontario. And we do that every year. That's something near and dear to our hearts for sure. And of course, we help out with all kinds of different rescues and a lot of requests that come our way. We tend to help wherever we can. But I also wanted to talk about our sustainability a little bit, if I could.
Sure, because sustainability is important now, where everybody's so environmentally conscious. And not only, you know, us humans have to think about it for our four leggeds, you know. So tell us about your sustainability.
Yeah, so we put together a green team about a year and a half ago, and we've actually been part of a Colorado-based pet sustainability coalition for over 5 years. So one of our big accomplishments for this year is switching all of our packaging over to recycle-ready packaging. So that was a pretty significant initiative. And then we've got a team and working on all kinds of initiatives just around our carbon emissions and looking at our supply chain, but also being very thoughtful about the ingredients, how they're sourced, you know, where they're coming from, looking at regenerative farming. And one other example, let's say, is, you know, typically we might have used salmon in the past or salmon oil, and we know what a strain there is on the whole salmon industry. So looking at things like microalgae as an alternative for your omega-3 sources. So yeah, this is something, again, that we're really focused on as a company, auditing our suppliers, making sure, you know, ethical sourcing, child labor, and a lot of other important areas that we're really devoting energies to improving and making sure we're doing our very best.
I'm glad to hear that, because we have to be thinking about all of those things, especially sustainability. I mean, people that say that there's no global warming or no this, look at all the craziness that happens in the weather. So, I mean, for one, right? That's something so obvious. So thank you for doing that.
Oh, gosh. I think it's just part of doing business. You really, we're happy to really focus on that for sure.
So let's talk about, where can people buy Crumps?
Okay. So in the US, our website is crumpsnaturals.com, but you can also find us on Amazon, Chewy.com, and a whole bunch of pet specialty retailers across the United States. And then in Canada, you can find us on crumps.ca. And then we're in a lot of the stores such as PetSmart, Pet Value, and of course, Amazon, and I believe Chewy's come to Canada, and a whole bunch of independent pet specialty retailers.
This has been such a fun show. Thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets, Margot.
Oh, I really appreciated your time today. It was great chatting with you, Michelle. Thank you.
I hope you all enjoyed this show. It was so nice talking to Margot. So remember, all of this info will also be on the show page for this episode. I want to thank Tilly, my tester. She did a great job and she loved Crumps. Thanks to everyone listening to Best Bets for Pets. I appreciate it so much. Thanks to my crew who watched Tilly and thought, wow, I wish I could have some of that maybe soon. And that's my cat crew. That's Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly. And of course, this show would not be the same without the magic that my producer, Mark Winter, works. So thank you so much. And remember, keep listening. You never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.